This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israel ordered the evacuation of part of a designated humanitarian zone in Gaza on Saturday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the details.
Israel's military has ordered the evacuation of a part of a designated humanitarian zone in Gaza ahead of a planned strike on Khan Yunis. The Saturday evacuation order is in response to rocket fire that Israel says originated from the area. The military said it's planning an operation against Hamas militants in the city, including parts of Muassi, the crowded tent camp in an area where Israel had told thousands of Palestinians to seek refuge throughout the war. The planned strike comes a day before officials from the US, Egypt, Qatar and Israel are scheduled to meet in Italy and discuss the ongoing hostage and ceasefire negotiations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli airstrikes have hit a school being used by displaced Palestinians in central Gaza and killed at least 30 people, including 7 children. 9 people, including at least 1 child, were critically wounded by a rocket fired from Lebanon that hit a village football pitch in the Israeli-held Golan Heights on Saturday, according to Israeli emergency services. However, a senior official from Lebanon's Hezbollah group told Reuters on Saturday that they were not responsible for the strike. A pro-democracy group said Sudan's rapid support forces killed at least 22 people in an attack on the city of Al-Fashir in western Darfur region on Saturday, though the paramilitary force denied launching an assault. The Al-Fashir Resistance Committee said on Facebook that the RSF had fired artillery shells on markets, hospitals, and apartments in a surge of violence after weeks of stalemate on that front in the country's civil war. For additional stories, go to VOA.